Charlie Patton's 1928 song Bird Nest Bound is the earliest known version of the song and uses the phrase to describe a desire for a strong relationship, using the metaphor of building a nest in the heart of town so it won't be easily disturbed. The song Black Coffee was written by Sonny Burke and Paul Francis Webster and was first released by Sarah Vaughan in 1949. However, this version is by Elkie Brooks from her 1993 album Around Midnight.
I'm feeling mighty lonesome, haven't slept a wink. I walk the floor and watch the door, and in between I drink black coffee. Love's a hand-me-down blue. I'll never know a Sunday in this weekday room. I'm talking to the shadows, 1 o'clock till four. And Lord, how slow the moments go when all I do is pour black coffee. Since the blues caught my eye, I'm a hanging out on Mondays my Sunday dreams to dry. Now man is born to go a-loving, a woman's born to weep and fret, to stay at home and tend her oven and drown her past regrets in coffee and cigarettes. I'm mooning all the morning and mourning all the night, and in between it's nicotine and not much heart to fight. Black coffee, feeling low as the ground. It's driving me crazy, to maybe come around.
The song Black Rat Swing was written and first recorded and released by Little Son Joe in 1943. Memphis Minnie is known as one of the best guitarists and singers in the blues and had a prolific career lasting 40 years. She married Little Son Joe, whose real name is Ernest Lawlers, in the late 1930s, and they recorded Black Rat Swing in 1941 with Joe on vocals. Found founded in 1978, Edinburgh Jazz and Blues Festival is now one of the largest and most respected jazz and blues festivals in Europe. It's one of the 10 major festivals that gives Edinburgh its reputation as the world's leading festival city. With 130 concerts taking place in theatres, parks and clubs in the city centre, as well as in every ward in the city. For more information, go to www.edinburghjazzfestival.com. Now, from the 1st of November, go to www.ejbfonline to enjoy the digital concert series featuring some of Scotland's finest musicians. The 10 concerts were recorded during this year's festival, with the addition of two special bonus features. The song, Blue and Lonesome, was written by Little Walter and was first released by Little Walter in 1965. Billy Boy Arnold released this version in 1979.
have no control over myself. My love is gone away from me. I'm gonna take all my troubles, jump in the deep blue sea.
Blue Monday is a song originally written by Dave Bartholomew and was first recorded and issued in 1953 by Smiley Lewis. The single was a slow rocking beat featuring an instrumental electric guitar solo by Lewis. It was later popularized in a recording by Fats Domino in 1956, on which the songwriting credit was shared between him and Bartholomew. Most later versions have credited Bartholomew and Domino as co-writers. Domino's version was featured in the 1956 film The Girl Can't Help It. The song title was used for a 2006 biography of Domino by Rick Coleman. Jimmy Rogers was born J. or James Arthur Lane in Mississippi on the 3rd of June 1924. He was raised in Atlanta and Memphis and adopted his stepfather's surname. He learned to play the harmonica with his childhood friend Snooky Pryor, and as a teenager he took up the guitar. He played professionally in East St. Louis, Illinois with Robert Lockwood Jr., among others. Rogers moved to Chicago in the mid-1940s, and by 1946 he had recorded as a harmonica player and singer for the Harlem record label run by J. Mayo Williams. Rogers' name didn't appear on the record, which was mislabeled as the work of Memphis Slim and his House Rockers. This is Rogers with Blues All Day Long.
drive me away from home. Trying to drive me away from home. There's the blues so bad. Blues follows me all day long. The blues won't let me take my rest. My mind is rambling like a wild geese out in the west. Than anyone I've ever seen. The blues follows me all day long. The blues follows me all day long. Please.